Okay, today's daf is daf Samach. We are on the bottom line, Nun Tesamud Beis. Today's share is sponsored by Beryl and Sherry Das, Kol Ilu Nishmas, Peril Bar Shlomo Zalman, Menachem Mendel Ben Baruch Yehuda, and David Tzvi Ben Dov Mordechai. We're smack in the middle of a Gemara, but the only thing you need to know is that yesterday the Gemara had said that the last line is Ein Lecha Davar Shenasas Mitzvasa Umolim Bo. Once you've done your mitzvah with something, you can't have me'ila on it. So once the dam has been already poured, all the dam that you finished in Kippur, all the sprinklings, all finished, you pour down the mizbeach, and that goes out to the and people will scoop up and use it for fertilizer. Midoraita, they cannot be me'ila because your mitzvah has already been done. So Gemara says, is that true? Vaharei, we pick up the bottom line. Vaharei trumas hadeshen. What about trumas hadeshen? Which trumas hadeshen is the every they would take away some of the ashes and put it next to the mizbeach. And it was a nace that it disappeared, and it says over there, v'samo eitzal hamizbeach. Rashi says, d'ta'on geniza. Alma, what do you see from here? Aser ba'na. You can't pick it up. It's got to stay there. You can't pick it up, take it home with you. I'll have to do that. So isn't that an example? The mitzvah has been done already. You finished. So isn't that an example of something that you finished doing your mitzvah with, and there's still a me'ila issue? So the Gemara answers, you're right. However, that's the big day kahuna, we're going to see in a minute. There's a machlokes about this, but according to at least one man, when the Kohen Gadol finished Yom Kippur, he had to take those begadim, the white begadim, take them off, leave them there, and they can never be used again. That's it, they can never be used again. So you have Trumas Hadeshen and big day kahuna, the Choshnek Suba Bonk Echad Ein Malandin. Cinch and Big Day Kahuna, those are specific examples where the Torah goes out of its way to say these two. So that's a ra. So that, those are Shnei Ksuvim that are teaching you the same principle. And Shnei Ksuvim Habon Ke'echad Ein Malamdin. We can't extrapolate that toward the rest of the Torah. What does that mean? That means if the Torah wanted to tell me something, this is not one of the Gilgul Midos, but it's a principle that comes up throughout Shas. If the Torah wanted to tell me something, for example, the Torah wanted to tell me that I'm not that me'ila applies even after the mitzvah is done. All the Torah had to do was say it one time. But Trumas Hadeshen, the Torah could say, and by the way, you can't use it after it's finished. And I would know, we do this all the time, the Torah says something once, it's reasonable to say it applies everywhere under the sun. That's a very normal way of looking at the Torah. The Torah says something one time, I apply it to every case. So the Torah says one time, but Trumas Hadeshen, by the way, don't touch it. Don't touch it. It's always usher. I would know that me'il is always usher. Says our Trumas Hadeshen. When the Torah says something twice, so why does the Torah do that? It must mean it's only those two places. Otherwise, why would the Torah go out of its way to say it two times? It must be. Those are the only two places in the world where there's such a rule. Otherwise, there is no rule. So what are the two places? Trumas Hadeshen and Big Day Kahuna. The Torah goes out of its way to say, v'hinicham sham. Leave them there. No one ever allowed to use them. So I have two places where the Torah tells me that the Me'ila applies forever, but every other place, for example, the Dam, the Me'ila does not apply forever. So the Gemara says, Han Yichal Rabbanan. All that makes sense according to the Rabbanan, the Amri, who said, V'hinicham Sham, that when the Torah said that the Kohen Gadol takes off the white clothes, V'hinicham Sham, he leaves them there, what does that mean? Malamei Chetu'ud and Geniza. That teaches me that they're required to be Gneza. No one's allowed to use them. You have to bury them. Ella Lorbidosa, but according to Rabdosa, we had Zendav Chavdalid, he holds that the Amar Bigde Kahuna Royan Hain Lakoin Hedyot, since they're white, so any Kohen could wear them. Yes, no Kohen Gadol could ever wear them again. Next to Kippur, they had the new ones. Right? Whether it's the same Kohen Gadol, whether it's a different Kohen Gadol. That's true. But a Kohen Hedyot could take them. It's nice clothes. See, that's what he says. V'hinicham Shah means that the Kohen Gadol can't wear them again, but someone else can. So this is not a case of me'ila. Any coin head, you can go wear them. So ma'yikal ameimar. So back to our question. So the Gemara says we have a different second source. Mishum da'avi trumas hadeshen. Trumas hadeshen is one place. The egla arufa. Egla arufa is another example. What's another example? Egla arufa. The Torah there says that when you kill the calf, right, when it's an anonymous corpse, what do? You have a whole procedure. You take a calf down to a valley. You kill the calf. So what do you do with that calf? The answer is nothing. It stays there. You can't do anything with it. So the Torah goes out of its way to say, this Egg la rufa, you can't touch. No hana. You'll be over me'ila. But every other place is no me'ila. It's a whole discussion. Is egg la rufa carbon? Probably not a carbon, but there is me'ila, so whatever that means, maybe it's not me'ila in the classic sense, it's just asr bahana. So same idea. Anyway, it's true with a dash and an egg la rufa, shnei ksum habonke echad, v'chol shnei ksum habonke echad, eim alamdin. So it's possible to say that the dam and every other thing under the sun, once you finish the avoda, it's not, there's no me'ila. Maybe derabanan, but not midaraisa. Except these two cases. Maybe three. It could be big the kahuna, that's a question. That's a machlokes. True with a dash and an egg la rufa. So the Gemara says, that honey chalamanda amar ain malandin. That makes sense according to the Manda Amar who says ain malandin. That means that shnei ksuvim avon ke'echad cannot teach me any rules of the rest of the Torah. The Torah goes out of its way to mention only these two, and that's it. But ela lamanda amar malandin, no. There's a Manda Amar out there who holds that even two cases don't establish this rule. In other words, maybe sometimes the Torah would repeat something twice, and it would still apply to the rest of the Torah. A little difficult to understand, but it would still apply. My ikula meima. So then how do we know that this dam is mutter? The fact that it says it twice doesn't tell me anything. So I can still apply it to the rest of the Torah. So how do I know? So the Gemara says, trei mi'utei ksivi. You're right, it could be true. However, there are two mi'utim. The Torah says two things. One by Trumas HaDeshen, and one by Egla Arufa, to clue me in that we're only talking about these two. Even if you'd learn Shnei Ksuv Avon Ke'echad Melamdin, the Torah goes out of its way to mention two things. What are they? Visamo. Alright, Rashi, that's an extra word there. And you should place it, the Trumas HaDeshen, next to the Mizbeach. The Torah tells an extra Visamo. And Ha'arufa, the extra hay. That's not possible. Egla Rufa, Ha'arufa. Again, like, Ha'arufa. Only Egla Rufa you have such a rule. You don't have other things. So even though you might hold Shnei Ksuv Avon Ke'echad Melamdin, the Torah goes out of its way with extra words, extra letters, to tell me, not here. Fine. Now, yesterday, the Gemara brought, so that's the end of the discussion. Fine. So yesterday, the Gemara had brought three psukim to tell me why Midda Oraisa, you are not going to be over Me'ila on the Dam after it goes to the Kidron Valley. Right? There was the pasuk of Lochem, right? That's only for you, but not for Me'ila. You don't get Me'ila. Lechaper, this blood's meant to give you a kapara, not to give you Me'ila, not to make it worse for you. And the last one was Hu. Right? It says Hu, this, right? Okay. So the Gemara says, So Vahani Tvas Kroy Badam Lomli. Why did three took him? So the Gemara says, Chad Lema'ute Noser. One excludes Noser. That means, we know that in Aveira, you're not allowed to leave the carbon overnight. And what if you did and you ate it? Chayef. What if you ate the dam overnight? Chayef on that? The answer is no. It's a miyut. Chayef for eating dam. Yes, that's still an Aveira. But there's no chiv of Noser. Doesn't apply to dam. That's one. That's why it says it once. V'chad l'me'ute mim'ila. That's what we said yesterday. One is to tell me that there's no mi'ila on dam. V'chad l'me'ute mi'tuma. And another one is to tell me that if I'm tame, I'm not allowed to eat kachem. If I'm tame, am I allowed to eat dam of kachem? The answer is yes. You're not allowed to eat dam. But a separate aveira of eating kachem bituma, you don't get that if you eat dam. It's a third, miyut. So one is to be ma'ayit dam of Noser, one is to be ma'ayit dam of Me'ila, and one is to be ma'ayit dam on your tummy. Avol mipigul, well let's say, what's pigul? Pigul is the Kohen has a wrong machshava. So you're not allowed to eat this carbon. It's pigul. Are you allowed to eat the dam of this carbon? Right? So the answer is yes. You're not allowed to eat it because it's dam. But you won't get the second Avera of eating pigle. You only get one Avera of eating dam. The Avera of pigle, that you won't get. Right. In other words, if I eat this pigle meat, I'm chayef for eating pigle. What? There's a lot of discussion about that. Whether dam could be extra. The Gemara, we had it in Psachim, that seems to argue on this, but it's very complicated. It's nice and simple. So, but for Pigel, you're not going to be Chayav Dam, but that's for an entirely separate reason, and I don't need a Pasuk to tell me you're not Chayav for eating Dam of Pigel. I'll know it anyway. How will I know it anyway? I will Pigel Lo Tzarech L'Mu'utei Kro. I don't need a Pasuk to tell me that you're not Chayav for Dam of Pigel. I know it anyway. Again, you're chayav for eating dam, still an aveira, but you're not chayav another aveira for eating pigle. Ditnan, because you have a Mishnah in Zvachim that says as follows. Kol sheyesh lo matirin. Anything that is a matir, meaning anything that you have to do in kachim, you have to do step A in order to do step B. In other words, you can't eat the dam of a karbon till you sprinkle the blood. Sprinkling the blood is a matir to eat the meat of a carbon. That's a rule. The sprinkling the dam is a matir to eat the meat. In a normal case. So kol sheyesh lo matirin, whatever is a matir, whatever permits me to do the next step, bein lo adam bein lo mizbeach, whether it's a step of a person or something for the mizbeach, we'll look at the Rashi inside. Then chayavin alav mishum pigel. That, if you eat that, that's a pigle problem. But over here, v'dam atzma matirhu, dam is the matir. So a matir, it's a cork. Zvachim has 50 blood on pigle. That's a cork. On a matir itself, there is no pigle. Dam is the matir. So there is no pigle. What would be the something that what would be the other cases? So Rashi says, Shacher matirin osam, o lachilas adam kigon basar kachem anechal. So you're not allowed to eat the meat of a carbon until you do zrika. So kol's man shalom nizrak aser b'achila. As long as you didn't do the zrika, you can't eat the carbon yet. Kidik ziv v'dam zivachecha yishafech. V'hadar then v'habasar tochal. Then you're allowed to eat the meat. So meat is something that requires something else to be done first. So meat, if you eat meat, that's piddle. That's an example of a person. Or what about the mizbeach? Oh, matirin la mizbeach kigon emurin. The fats shezrikas hadam mach sheras on the mizbeach. Again, you can't put the fat up there until you've sprinkled the dam. It's a necessary matir to put the fats there. So if you eat the fat, you're gonna be over on pickle because there's another thing that has to be done beforehand to permit the normal course of events. Dam itself is a matir. So the matir itself, there's no pigle on that. So this is a side point. So the Gemara is saying, you can't eat, there's no aveira for eating dam besides for the aveira of eating dam. There's no pigle, there's no nosar, there's no me'ila, there's no tumah. Those are all psukim. What about pigle? There's no pigle either. That's for a whole separate reason. That's for a matir reason. Okay, new Mishnah. The Mishnah says as follows. Kol ma'aseha yom ha'kipurim ha'omer al ha'seder. Everything that you did on Yom Kippur, you have to do it in order. You cannot do it out of order. You did it out of order, no good. In hikdim ma'isa l'chaveiro, if you did one job before the other job, lo asa klum, you did nothing. For example, we had said the first thing you did, not the first thing you did, but within this time frame, you sprinkled the dam of the par. Then you went to slaughter the se'ir. Then you sprinkled the dam of the se'ir. Let's say hikdim dam se'ir la dam par. Let's say you did the dam of the se'ir first. That's a big mistake. Yachzar, you have to go back. V'yazim dam se'ir la acher dam par. You have to do it. You have to do the correct order. V'im ad shelo gomer et hamatanos shebifnim. Let's say you're standing inside the Kodesh Kedashim. Rashi says here it means l'fnai v'lifnim. You're standing inside the Kodesh Kedashim. You're sprinkling the dam of the par, and the blood spills. Blood spills. Im ad shelo gomeres hamatanos. You didn't finish the matanos. You didn't finish doing what you have to do. Shebifnim in the Kodesh Kedashim. Nishbach hadam, and now it spills. Yavi dam acher. You have to bring another animal. Shech the other animal. The yachzar betzila mibifnim. And go back and start from scratch. V'chein behechel. Same thing in the hechel. With hechel is the sprinklings on the paroches. You did that outside. Yes. He did that outside. Right? So that also, same rule. You spill it, you gotta start over from scratch. Same thing on the golden mizbeach, right? You applied the dam, and then you sprinkled the dam there. Again, if it spills, you gotta start over. Shekulim kapara b'fnei atzman, because each one of these is an individual kapara. So each one of these is an individual unit, and if you mess up at any of these places, if the blood spills, you have to start from scratch. No, let's say you did three, and that spilled. So fine, you shot another animal, bring it again, now you start it from number four, that's all. Fine. Tana Rabbanan, the Brisa says, Kol mahaseh yom ha-kippur ma'omar al-seder. Everything in Yom Kippur was done in order. Im hikdim ma'isel ha-chaveiro, lo asaklum. If you did something before something else, you did nothing. Now, Omer Bihuda, Emosai, when is that true? There's going to be a machlokas now between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nechemia. When do things have to be in order? The whole day? No, not the whole day. No one holds that. When do they hold? So it's a machlokas. Omer Yehuda, Emosai, when is that? Bidvarim hanasim bebigdei lavan mibifnim. Only things that you wear in the white lava, the white begadim, lefnai velefnim. Only that has to be in order. You did something. What doesn't have to be in order? What's done outside? For example, Rashi, the goral. You did that out of order. That's no big deal. But aval devar hanas and the big day lavan mi bachutz. But anything that you did outside of the big day lavan, for example, the goral, or the aisle that he brought, or certainly things done in the big day zav. Then im hikdim ma'isel lechaveiro. If you did one before its friend, masha asa asli. It's no problem. The only things that have to be in order are the things that were done in the Kodesh Kedashim, which is the Ketores, the Par, and the Seir. That have to be in order. Rabbi Nechemya Omer, he argues. He's more machmir. He says, "Bamed devorim amurim, when does everything have to be in order? B'dvorim hanasim a big day love on. Whenever you're wearing the white, b'im b'fnim b'im b'chutz. No matter where you are. So even the goral. Right? So it doesn't have to be in order according to him. Other things he did in the gold, maybe carbon tamid, things like that, the regular routine stuff. But even if it's white, as long as he's outside, that has to be in order. Aval dvar hanasin big day zav bibachutz, whatever is big day zav outside, masha asa asa. That's no problem. That doesn't have to be necessarily in order. Now, where did they get these rules from? Sukkim. Amar Rav Yochanan ushnei mikra echad darshu. They both learned it out of the same pasuk. Why? It says in Parashas Achrimos, by the Yom Kippur Avoda, it says, V'hoysa zos lachem l'chukas olam achas bashana. V'hoysa, this will be zos, this, lachem for you, l'chukas olam, an everlasting chok, achas bashana, once a year. Only once a year. So Rabbi Yehuda says, makom shemeschaprin bo pam achas bashana. It's the place where you get kapara once a year. Which is where? In the Kodesh Kedashim. You only go in there once a year. The place where you get kapara once a year, that has to be chukah. That has to be in order. Therefore, he only holds the inside. Reb Nechemya, what are Reb Nechemya? Savar, he holds. Dvorim ha-mischaper behem pamachas bashana. No, it's things that you get kapara the whole year. What's that? Whenever the Kohen Gadol is wearing white, especially in Kippur service. Even the Goral, Seir B'shtaleach, you're wearing white. The Seir Lazazel, but you're wearing white. He's much more expansive. He's much more machmir. Why? Because it's all the things. As a matter of fact, the Gemara asks, Atulur of Yehuda, according to Yehuda, who says what? Makom kshiv? Doesn't say anything in the pasuk about only the place. We're talking about the day. So Yehuda's derivation from the pasuk doesn't make any sense. Yehuda says, the makom, the place of once a year. Doesn't say the place in the Torah, it says the day. So the Gemara says, you're right. That's not Rabbi Yehuda's source. Elahain the time of Rabbi Yehuda. This is the reason for Rabbi Yehuda. Ksiv zos, v'ksiv achas. It says zos, it says in the pasuk. V'hoi says zos lochem. What's zos? Could have said v'hoi says lochem. What's this? And then it says achas. Why two words that are extra? So the Gemara says, chad l'me'ute big day lovon, mibachutz. One excludes the big day lovon bachutz. The big day love on that were not in the Kodesh Kedashim, that doesn't have to be in order. V'chad lebeute big day zav, and the other one excludes the big day zav. So what's left? Only the big day Lavan in the Kodesh Kedashim. That had to be in order. The Rebbe Nechemya. And what about Rebbe Nechemya? He holds that everything that had to be done in the Kodesh, in the Bachutz, even if you're wearing white. So why are there two words here that are extra? So he says, Chad Lemeute Big Day Zahav. One excludes Big Day Zahav, that he held. And what does the other one exclude? The Chad Lemeute Shirayim Delo Ma'akvi. The Shirayim, the leftover dam, that had to be poured on the base of the Mizbeach. Let's say you didn't pour it. It's no big deal. But it's not going to ruin everything you did on Yom Kippur. Why? So Rashi says, it's difficult, why? Rashi says, Shvichas Shirayim Delo Ma'akvi. The pouring of the Shirayim is not Ma'akev. Dava Hama'ucho Lehem Imegdimu Lehem. If you did that out of order. Even though you're still wearing white when you do that, that's not ma'akev. Why? All you're doing is dotting the I's and crossing the T's. Okay, I have the leftover dam. It's not an ikar avoda of Yom Kippur. It's just, okay, now what do I do with this? I don't just spill it out in the garbage. There's a procedure. I put it over there by the Mizbeach. It's not inherent in the Yom Kippur avoda. Therefore, he excludes it. It's the only thing he excludes. And Rabbi Yehuda says, what do you mean? Ima'akve. If that's essential, it's essential. The ilo ma'akve, lo ma'akve. And if it's not essential, it's not essential. In other words, it's certainly part of the day. Right, they make a dig from Rashi. Shvichas shirayim, the pouring. What if you didn't do it at all? Rabbi Zechami would agree you messed up. It's just the pouring's out of order. Not that you didn't do it. You just said it out of order. So Rabbi Huda says, why should that one be different? Because it's at the end, after, so what? It's part of the Avodah. Rabbi Huda, anyway, might not require it because it's outside, but he's consistent with his Shita. Either it is or it isn't. It's all or nothing, right? How do we know Rabbi Huda holds this? Titania. Because it says in the Pasuk, V'chile mechaper es HaKodesh. Now, which means, V'chile means finish. V'chila, and when he finishes, mechaper is hakodesh. It's mechaper. So, the first opinion is Rabbi Akiva. He holds, im kiper, if you got kapara, kila, then you finished. Which makes no sense. If you got kapara, then you're done. V'im lo kiper, but if you didn't get kapara yet, lo kila, you're not finished. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. So, amru lo Rabbi Yehuda. If the man no lo nemar, why did you say the normal way? Im kila, if you're done, keeper, you finished. Im lo kila, if you didn't finish, lo keeper, you didn't get kapara. What does that mean? Shem chiser achas mikol matanos lo asav lo klom. You didn't do anything. What are they arguing about? They're arguing about the shirayim. Because Rabbi Akiva says, if you finished, then you get kapara. I'm sorry. If you got kapara, then you finished. What didn't you do? You did the shirayim. She got kapara. Because the kapara is the sprinkling. That you did. If you didn't get kapara, then you didn't finish yet. You didn't get kapara, you didn't finish. The kapara is the sprinkling, not the shirayim. Rabbi Yehuda says, what do you mean? If you finished, then you got kapara. If you didn't finish, you didn't. Meaning, did you finish or not? So v'amrinon, that's the second answer. V'amrinon, and we asked over there in Zvachim, where this machlokas comes up, my benayhu, what's the difference between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yehuda? What's the difference? So Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Chad Amar one says, Mashaz drushin ikib benayhu. They're just arguing how you darshan a pasuk. Is it appropriate to put the word out of order, which is what Rabbi Akiva does? So is that a valid drasha or not? Okay, so I have machlokas about that. But that's just a technical machlokas. But the Chad Amar one says, Shirayim Akvi Yekubanayu. They're arguing on Shirayim. Is it Ma'akev or not? Rabbi Akiva seems to say it's not Ma'akev. Because Rabbi Akiva words it at, did you get Kapara? Then you're done. You're done. And Rabbi Huda says, no. Are you done? Did you do the Shirayim or not? Did you pour out that extra blood or not? If you did, then you're done. Then you get Kapara. And if not, not. So what do you see? Rabbi Huda is much more consistent. Rabbi Huda holds, you have to finish. But for whatever reason, Rabbi Nechemya used that pasuk over there as a way to get out of be an extra word. So don't you have to do an order? The Shirayim. Fine. Now, on Amud Aleph, at the bottom of the Rav, we said that there's a machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Nechemya, what has to be done out of order? Sorry. What can't be done out of order? According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's only lefnai v'lefnim, and according to Rabbi Nechemya, it's whenever you're wearing white. But Rabbi Yochanan explained that machlokas. So the Gemara says, Umi Amar Rabbi Yochanan Hachi? Could Rabbi Yochanan have said that? V'ha'amar Rabbi Yochanan said, Tanya, a brisa taught Rabbi Nechemya, that Rabbi Nechemya Shita, who Rabbi Yochanan said that you don't have to do, that whenever you're wearing white, you must do it in order, except for the Shirayim. But the same Rabbi Yochanan taught a brisa of Rabbi Nechemya who said, Kedivya Omer, Shirayim Ma'akvi. That's a Shirayim Ma'akiv. So how could that be? So Makasha, you're right, it's a Kasha. That's a Kasha. Fine. Next, Amar Rabbi Chanina, Kitores Shechafna Kodem Shechitaso Shalpar Lo Asher V'lo Klom. If you, the regular procedure is slaughtering the par, doing the Kitores, going back to get the blood of the par. That was the order. Let's say you took the Kitores before you slaughtered the par. No good. Kitores Shechafna, the Kitores that you scooped up, Kodem Shchitaso, Shalpar, before you slaughter the par, Lo Asav Lo Klom. Kiman, who's that like? The Lok of Yehuda. It's not like of Yehuda. You know why? Because the slaughter of the par is done outside. It can't be of Yehuda. The E of Yehuda, if it's of Yehuda, Ha'amar, he says, Ki Ksiva Chuka. When does that word Chok require me to do things in order? Bidvarim Hanasin Bidalav Mibifnim. Right? Pudiksiva. It only requires it when it's done in the Kosh Kedashim. The slaughter was not done in the Kosh Kedashim. So if you did this out of order, it's no problem according to. So this price that can't be Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara says, no, a field team Rabbi Yehuda. Can even be Rabbi Yehuda. You know why? Basically, now the Gemara is basically going to say that Rabbi Yehuda and Nechemya are virtually identical. Vitzarech Pnim ki Bifnim, Dami. If you need it for the Bifnim, then it's considered as if it's the Bifnim. So since you're shechting this par, you're going to use it bifnim, then it's as if it's bifnim too. So what is left for them to argue about? Maybe the goral. That's not really bifnim. I mean, the seer is bifnim, but the goral doesn't make a difference. Maybe that's not tzarek bifnim. But the shechting of the par, which is clearly done outside, is clearly for bifnim. Therefore, there's a din of bifnim. So in this brisa says, if you do the ketores first, before the shechting of the par, it's out of order, that can even be Rabbi Yehuda. Because since the shechting is for bifnim, it could be that it has to be bifnim, has to be in order. Fine. Tanan, another brisa says, im ad shelo gomar matnos shebifnim, if before you finished all the matonos, all the sprinklings of the bifnim, nishva hadam, the dam spilled out, The Mishnah said, Yavi dam acher, you have to bring another animal, v'yachzer v'yadzer b'tchila b'bifnim. You have to start over. Right? Now, what do we say? You slaughter the par, you do chafina, you scoop up the ketores, then you go sprinkle the par. If you're going to shecht another par, you now did the chafina first. Because you did the chafina, now you go and shecht another par. That's out of order. V'im Isa, if it's true that if the blood spills, when you have this par blood and it spills, what did we say? We said that if it spills, go get another animal. But if what you're saying is true, yachzer v'yachvon mi'boyalei, it should have said, get another animal, shecht it, do chafina again, and then go sprinkle. Why did it leave it out? What about the chafina? So the Gemara answers, yes, but the Ketores lo kamayri. Of course you have to do the chafina again. We're not talking about the Ketores. We're focusing. We're very narrow now. We're focusing only on the par. Of course the chafina has to be done again. It has to be done in order. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about only the blood issues. And his point is, you have to bring another animal because it spilled it. But the Ketaret is low Kamari. Yeah, he's not discussing it. Of course he got it. He's not discussing it. So we get to the two dots. Amar Ula. Ula said, Se'ir sheshachnu kodam matam dana shalpar. If the Se'ir was shechted before the blood applications of the par, what was the v'loklum? You did nothing. Meaning, you shechted the par, you did the Ketaret, then you sprinkled the blood of the par, then you slaughtered the goat and sprinkled the goat. That's the right order. So over here, Se'ir sheshachtu ko demat doma shel par. If you shechted the Se'ir before you sprinkled the par, lo asa v'lo klum, you did nothing. Tanan, but we learned, hikdim dama Se'ir lo dam ha-par. If you made the dama the Se'ir before the dam ha-par, yachzer v'yazim dama Se'ir acha dam ha-par. Do it the right way. The par always went first. But v'im isa, and if it's true that if you Ula's line was the Se'ir that was slaughtered before the par was sprinkled, you have to bring another animal, then yachzer v'yachshot miboyle. Ula should have said you have to bring another animal and then shecht it first. He left out the shechtin. So the Gemara says tirgum Ula. You know what Ula's talking about? The matanos shebehechol. We're talking about now. You're in the hechol now. And now you sprinkled the Se'ir first. The par always went first in the Kodesh Kedoshim and in the Hechel. But in the Kodesh Kedoshim, then you'd be right. If you sprinkled the dam of the par, if you sprinkled the dam of the Se'ir first, you would have to go back, shecht the par, then shecht the Se'ir. How come Ula didn't mention anything about shechting? Because Ula wasn't talking about the Kodesh Kedoshim. Ula was talking about the Hechel. Once you're done with the Kodesh Kedoshim, you're done. Now we're in the Hechel. What happened? You mixed it up. So do it the right way. You don't have to shecht anything again. You're already done in there. Now we're outside. Once we're outside, the par has to go first. You did the Se'ir first? So fine, so do them over. Do the par first. There's no shechting to be done because you're outside. V'chein, Omer of Afas, V'ma'anos Shebehechel. Right, we're talking about you're outside. Once you're outside, you just so you did it wrong, so do it right. That's all. Okay. It was very, very difficult, a little difficult. Let's just get the order right. More of the same tomorrow. And then, Mirat Hashem, next week we get on to the new Perek and some much greater, great Gemara. And we're looking forward. Have a good day.